Today is the feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, and the epistle is taken from the Old Testament book of Judith. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. These words are taken from the introit of the Feast of the Assumption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, today is the glorious feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Catholic tradition has always taught that the Blessed Mother of God was assumed, body and soul, into heaven. It was in 1950 that Pope Pius XII defined this tradition as a teaching of the Catholic Church. That is, he solemnly proclaimed as a part of divine revelation that the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Mother of God, at the end of her earthly career, had been taken up into heaven with body and soul. And my dear friends, it is from her heavenly throne that she is able to intercede for us with her divine Son. Thus, this feast should remind us of what great confidence we ought to have in her Immaculate Heart. And this evening, I wanted to talk to you about the powerful intercession of Our Lady. As a matter of fact, there is a very touching story which occurred in France just after the Second World War, a story, no doubt, which will inspire you to have a greater confidence in the Mother of God. A 12-year-old boy from France had been hospitalized with painful sores that covered his whole body. And at this time, medical treatment was somewhat limited. It was not as advanced as it is today. The poor boy, barely able to move because of the pain, nevertheless had a very cheerful disposition. And while in a hospital, one of the nursing sisters told him about the healing waters of Lourdes, and he very much longed to go there. His father, a staunch communist in a high-ranking position, would not hear of it. His mother had left the faith many years ago due to the influence of his father. But seeing the suffering of his son, the father finally gave in, and travel arrangements were made to go to Lourdes, and the mother accompanied her son. Upon arrival in Lourdes, he was admitted to the sick hospital and assigned a private nurse. On the third day of their stay, having seen no improvement in her son's condition, the mother asked the nurse, "Do you think my son will get well if I return to the sacraments?" And the nurse replied, "No one knows that but God alone, but it would result in many blessings." The following day, the mother went to confession and received Holy Communion. After a few more days, their stay in Lourdes came to an end, but the boy had not been healed. When the nurse asked the boy how he felt, he replied, "I asked the Blessed Mother to let my mother return to the sacraments rather than for me to get well." And when the nurse told him that his mother had already done so, he cried out for joy, saying, "Now I can die in peace." He returned to his hometown and was again hospitalized. As his condition grew worse and it became evident that he was soon to die, he asked if he could go home to await his death. Despite his agony, he never complained, bearing his suffering patiently. Soon afterward, he died in peace with a smile on his lips. When one of the sisters from the hospital came to visit the family, the mother said, "Sister, a true miracle has taken place. When our son took his last breath, my husband said to me, 'I want to see him again. Please arrange for me to see a priest.'" What a glorious miracle of grace that this high-ranking communist official received, and no doubt at the request of his own son. And so on this feast, when we celebrate Our Lady's triumphant entry into heaven, where she was received by her divine Son as the Queen of Heaven, we are reminded of how powerful an intercessor we have in Our Lady. If we humbly beseech her, truly the Mother of God from her heavenly throne will implore her Son with our petitions. But we must remember to turn to her with a humble and childlike confidence, like the young boy in the story. And finally, with Our Lady's rosary upon our lips, pray that one day you may share in the glory of the woman clothed with the sun and a crown of 12 stars on her head. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.